Okay, this is Paraches and Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam is continuing with halachas now that again have to do with separate food items being attached together to producing what it called the status, acquiring the status of being able to become tamei. Halacha alav cholos o kikarim she kinson. Right, but let's say a person has loaves or whatever, basically bread. What it called? You put them into an oven by yunoshchos zubazu, and they're basically attached to each other. V'daito lafrishon, but his intent is to separate them. Or let's say he baked one loaf of bread on top of another in an oven, but dying lor karma paneh. And at this point, the outer surface of the dough had not hardened. The nuggets will yom ba'achas mehen. And let's say someone went to the mikvah that day, so therefore he's mostly tahor, but not complete till the end of the day. He touches one of them. He only disqualifies the loaf of bread that he actually touches, even though the challah is attached to something else. So too, let's say water is boiled and it makes large bubbles, or grits that are first boiling, or new wine or rice that is boiling, and the person who's full yum touches, let's say, one of the bubbles, it's not considered attached. The only pasal, only disqualifies that bubble. Which are called tumas in other areas of tumah, but in other areas of tumah, whether it's lenient or chamor or stringent, everything goes, is considered to be joined together. But when it comes to loaves of bread that are attached to each other and his intent is not to separate them, or let's say again he baked one loaf on top of another attached and then the outside got hard in the oven, or let's say bubbles that what it called the not like really empty bubbles, or this means the second boiling of the when you boil grits for the second time, or you boil old wine, or you boil oil, that's old and new, or boiling lentils, or those are considered attached insofar as it's full yom touching them. And of course, that applies to more chumra cases of tumah as well. Let's say dough is taken out at the time of baking, and let's say there's like something like a nail that he finds in the middle of it, right? Or let's say, in the middle of it, or let's say the dough is kind of, extended out and burns at the time of baking, and that's considered chirchor. As long as it's smaller than an etzba in size of finger, and someone who went to the mikvah that day touches them, pasul, kol kikar, the entire kikar is pasul. So too, if you touch, let's say, a small little tiny piece of salt that's inside a loaf of bread, even though the salt is different than the bread, the whole thing is possible. Of course, this applies to other areas of tumah. Let's say there's a little bit, like a little rock or a bean or what they call a big, big chunk of salt. Or this chirchor that's larger than an etzba size. Even if someone who's a primary level tuma touches that, hakikar tahor, then because it's considered separate, the entire loaf is tahor, v'insarach lamar tful yom, and of course this applies to its full yom as well. Lach gimel, rakik shenechra chetzia v'chetzia kayem, harezei no chibur. Let's say half of the roll is burnt and the other half is not, they're considered joint. It's not considered joined together. Nechra chaemsa v'tzadin kayem, but let's say the middle is burnt but the sides are not. Eina chibur zel zeh, they're not considered attached to each other. Afilu ba'ad tuma. In every category of tumah, they're not considered attached. Let's say I have what it called, I have sauce by a korban, okay, and it's cooked and it congeals around it. And let's say what it called, someone who's tful yom touches the congealed part only, then the chaticha is still mutabi, the pieces of meat are still mutabi. However, he touches the meat itself, then the meat and everything above it is considered attached. So too, let's say you cook like legumes and what it called, and they're congealed on top of a piece of bread. Or let's say oil is floating in water. And let's say someone's tvilyom touches the oil. Only the oil is disqualified. Let's say I have an egg that is... let's say I have a vegetable that's truma, and on top of it is an egg that's stirred, nusnu al gabav, right? The nuggets will yom a beitza, and let's say the person will yom touches the egg, lo pasa ela kelach shigenegna. He only touches the stalk of the vegetable that's right beneath it. The maisa kamin kova in a chibur. But let's say it bubbles like a hat, then it's not considered as if it is joined to the vegetable itself. Let's say I have a little string of egg and it congeals on the wall of the pan that I'm frying it in. And let's say Tvulyom touches it. Mina Safa Vlafnim Chibor, from the lip to the inside is considered attached. Mina Safa Vlafnim Chibor, from the lip to the outside is not. Then in Makin Isha Karmel Sasak Dera, so too applies to legumes that are cooked congeal on the lip part of the pot. So let's say I have a barrel that has a hole put into it, whether it's from the sides or from the base. And let's say Tvul Yom closes up the hole with his hands. Nifsula Kula, the entire thing becomes puzzle. Let's say I'm pouring liquids from one container to another. And someone who is Tvul Yom touches the pouring out part, the column that's going from one to the other. So we measure 101 against what he touched. Because as we know, if Truma, the case of Bittel, that nullification applies by Truma, is 101 against it. So like the Rambam explained previously in Hilchos Trumos. Let's say someone was a Tvul Yom, and what do you call it? And he is separating out Truma from that which is in the cistern. An open barrel of Truma wine falls from his hands. And it basically goes into the cistern of wine. And it touches the wine that is inside the cistern. So from the rim of the jug outwards is considered not attached. And from the rim inwards is. Let's say the cistern is huge. Even if it's something that holds 100 core, which is massive, kulo chibor, it's all considered attached. And if he touches, therefore, some of the wine, he passels the truma that's inside the barrel, even that which is on the bottom of this very large clay. So when it comes to flour that's being used for in a mincha offering, or the frankincense, or the incense, or the coals, any one of these, if the Tvul Yom touches even some of them, the entire thing is possible. Which gecholim are we talking about? We're talking about the coals that are collected on Yom Kippur with the shovel. Because that shovel is going to go into the base of Mikdash. But the coals that he digs out and separates each day, that he uses the silver into the gold, in the spazim in the column, amen kedusha, mechadam la'ama. So what do you call it? They don't possess any kedusha, and therefore they're swept away into the drainage area. Halacha yud. Whoops. Second. There you go. Mikvah shachun or rakik shachun. So let's say oil. Mikipah shachun or rakik shachun. The shemesh shal truma. Okay, so I have oil that's truma, right? Safagabe, and that's now resting on either a non kodesh like roll or what do you call it? A stew, right? Benaga tul yom b'shemen. So again, let's say someone tul yom touches the oil part. Lo pasal shemen pod. Only the shemen is disqualified. Then chavetz kol machum shalach bo shemen pasal. But if he mixes the oil into the stew, or let's say this dough, then any place the oil actually got to is considered pasul. A vegetable that is non-kodesh, that's cooked with, let's say, truma oil, and the tvul yom touches it, he only disqualifies the place that he touched. Right? Let's say it's a thick stew that has truma in it, and there's garlic and oil that is regular, non kodesh, and nugget yom mixasan, right? That a tvul yom touches some of them, pasul kulan, he makes all of it disqualified. So again, going back to a stew that is not kodesh and truma, an oil that is truma, shenugget yom mixasan, that tvul yom touches some of them, lo pasul makam mangal, he only disqualifies the place he touched. Imayashum meruba holkanach haro. So if the majority of it is garlic, then we go after the majority. Amosai is manchu gush bekara. It applies when the garlic is in a big mass pile in the bowl. Let's say it's spread out in a pestle. The nagam exasa, he touches some of it. Lo pasal nakam agali, only disqualifies the place he touched. Mineshu wrote seven pizuro because he wants it to be spread out. Ushrakol hani dochen. So when it comes to other, let's say, spices and condiments that are crushed, darkel and ducha b'mashkin, you crush into liquid. Could go into shum b'shemen like garlic into oil. In dochen shelo b'mashkin, If I ground it not into liquids, the cups and the gallon together, even if they're a pile in the pot, I touch them, I only passel, I only disqualify that which I touch. This is considered like a circle of dried figs. As we saw before, if I touch some of them, that doesn't mean the entire thing is passel. Isa shekara sham chalasa shekara sham shame chalsa b'tzona b'drama. Okay, so let's say I set aside on dough the northern or southern part of it to be challah. V'chein akisha shekara shem truma b'tzvona b'drama. Or let's say when it comes to zucchini, that I set either the northern or southern chunk as truma. That's considered attached. V'nogat v'yom mixas isan nifsal challah. So that's why if it's v'yom touches some part of the dough, in this case, the entire thing is the challah itself is also puzzle. Nitla chalsa mitocha. Let's say I remove the challah from the leftover of the dough. V'chazu socha. And let's say I return that challah back into it, then in a chibur, it's not considered attached anymore. So let's say, I have a dough that's normal, meaning it's not kodesh, and it comes mixed up with truma, or we started leavening, will not become possible if someone who touches, a tulyom who touches it. Let's say a grain that I made into flour and then made into dough is exposed to liquids, nilusha of a made payros, and now it is, once it gets machsher, meaning that it touched a liquid that makes it, that can make a tame, and now it's needed in fruit juice, which does not make a tame. The dog about tulyom, and until tulyom touches it, he only passels, only disqualifies the place that he touched. Let's say maiser rishon is now susceptible to tuma, the dog about tulyom. Tulyom touches it, his hands are tame, mafrishim in a chumas meiser b'tahara. So what it called, chumas meiser should be only separated out when he's tahara. Meisha meiser bishon kechulin, because the first meiser is considered like non-hekdesh, tulyom v'dayim misuavos, in a post on a sechulin. And we know someone who is either tulyom or his hands are tame, does not disqualify chulin, shashlishi v'chulin tahara k'mosh me'anu, because third derivative of chulin is still tahara. V'chen isha shi tvulas yom. So let's say a woman that went to the mikvah that day, lashes isa. Let's say she mixes up the dough, the kotzel lachala, she separates that from the chalim for u mafrishasa umanichasa v'kelim, and she separates that and puts it into vessels. V'nos naso im shar isa k'achas, and then she goes ahead and puts into the rest of the dough as one. Also mikvas alakol delitra minamukaf, or let's say what it called she designates the entire thing for challah, the achar korla shem, and she says this is challah, the omer esrei challah. When she tikra law shem, when she calls it challah, lo tigava. At that point, she shouldn't touch it. She lo tislena, so she shouldn't disqualify the kachi osa im lasha bariba shi tivulosyon. And so too, the same halacha should apply when she's going ahead and kneading in a large trough when she is someone who went to the mikvah that day, but the day had not passed yet. Halacha yirches. Lugin shehut yom. So let's say someone is filling up bottles that are that went to the mikveh that day. Shemilohu mechavis meiser shlo nitzur trumaso, that now is being filled from a barrel with meiser in it, but you didn't take truma. V'ama harezer trumas meiser, and he says this is trumas meiser. Amasha bechavis, whatever's in the barrel. Achar shetechshach harezer truma tarah. So after the nightfall, right now it's considered tar truma. It's not considered truma's meiser until nighttime. Kfi tanav, based on this stipulation. After nightfall, yarev shimsho shol login b'yitzar. So then, after sunset, after night, the status of being like mostly tahar will now turn into complete tahar. Nishvra chavis kol shetechshach alakim b'tivlo. Let's say the jug that they took the wine in breaks right prior to nightfall. So then the bottle, the wine in the bottles is still considered to be tevo. Nishbar halogin achavis b'tavo. But let's say the bottles break, the wine inside the jug is considered to also to be tevo. Finally, lach yates tvul yom b'tumas meis umibeilas nida osa b'beis sabbat. So a person who goes ahead and goes to the mikvah after, let's say, touching a dead body or being in a nida, is allowed to go ahead and work in the olive press. V'chein shar tmeim. All the people are tamei shetavu osim taros. That already went to the mikvah. They're out to work with things that are taros. Chus mezav zava b'shvi shalhan, except for a man or woman insofar as emissions are concerned, on the seventh day of their counting. Sha'api shetavlo, even though they went to Nikva, lo yasu beisabah, they shouldn't work in the olive press, lo yisasku b'taras, or deal with things that are taras, shem yiru, because you'll see, v'nimsu tzmein l'mafreya, because then it'll turn out that, what do you call it, they all along were tamei, because they saw another discharge, shere sosu nakol kum b'shmiyana, because once that happens, it disqualifies the entire count that they did up to that point. Okay, that ends Parak Ches, and we'll continue with Parak Ches tomorrow.